John was there. John was there. He was there when Jesus taught, when Jesus healed. He was there at the Last Supper. He was there at the foot of the cross. He was there at the tomb, and he saw and he believed. John goes to great lengths in his first letter. What we have seen with our eyes, what we have touched with our hands. How many pagan stories about God start out once upon a time? John is making it very clear that this is not some pagan myth, some endless story, that this is an event in history, in time. And as an apostle, he knew Jesus, he touched Jesus, he saw Jesus. To me, it is just simply beautiful, this reality. You know, if you get online, you can find information about all of the bishops in the United States. There's one website, I forget what it is, and not like dirt information, but like, you know, when they were ordained, where they grew up, where they, you know, this and that. But if you look down near the bottom, that it'll actually say the bishop that consecrated them, ordained them a bishop, and then it'll say who ordained that bishop a bishop, and so forth, and so forth, and so forth. It's funny, Archbishop Naumann, his lineage of being a bishop is traced through the Ukraine, because the bishop that ordained him was ordained by John Paul, and John Paul had been ordained in Poland and so forth and such. They keep those records. I don't know how far back they go, but they keep those records so that we know this continuity of person. Something happened to me once as I was praying with someone. It was a young man, and I placed my hands on his head, and I was praying for him. And all of a sudden, I felt as if two hands had rested upon my own head. And it drew up the memory of the day that I was ordained a priest and the archbishop placing his hands upon my head. For whatever reason, it was significant in instilling this blessing to this person that there was a continuity. The apostle had ordained his successor, and he had ordained his successor by the laying on of hands down through time and time to us. Jesus is born for us, my brothers and sisters. We behold the child in the manger. It's not a myth or a legend, but an event in time. And what has been seen and what has been touched has been declared to us, so that we too, albeit under sacramental sign and mystery, may also declare that we have seen with our eyes and we have touched with our hands this Jesus who is Lord and Savior for us all. Amen.